KSL AM Salt Lake City. And we have our Simone Seikle, who is standing by in the KSL 24-hour news center.
Thank you, Doug. Right now, Murray police are looking for a man who they say held a receptionist at gunpoint at a motel this morning. Police say this happened at the Baymont Inn. This was near 4600 South and 450 West. Happened about 3:30 this morning. They say the robber threatened the woman with a gun, demanded cash, and then took off running. When he got it, the receptionist was not hurt. More questions today for the president's nominee for attorney general. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports that she got quite an earful from Utah senators.
Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee grilled Loretta Lynch about personal freedoms, constitutional law, and how justice should operate with ever-changing technology and surveillance capabilities. In each case, Lynch basically replied that she would not overstep her legal bounds, but she would make judgment calls if people's lives are at risk.
Lynch pledged that she would work with the Republican-led Congress and stay independent of the White House. Governor Herbert made a pitch for new investments in public education in his State of the State address.
Education is not all about the money, but it is some about the money. We have the means to increase our education investment by approximately $500 million of new money.
The governor also made an appeal in support of his Healthy Utah Medicaid expansion alternative. KSL's top national story from ABC News this hour. The Boy Scouts of America will settle a lawsuit by a Santa Barbara man who was molested by a scout volunteer in 2007. The terms are conditional, as were similar recent settlements in Texas and Minnesota. Day two of grilling on Capitol Hill today for Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch. If confirmed, she'll become the nation's first African-American female Attorney General. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up 41 points to 17,231. NASDAQ down 13, and the S&P 500 is down 2. Coming up on KSL News Radio, does it stay sunny today? We'll check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time, 11:02.
Now, Utah gets KSL's triple team traffic every 10 minutes on the nines and emergency traffic for major traffic jams on KSL News Radio.
Jewelry in the shape of a heart from Shane Company is perfect for Valentine's Day. Jump on Shaneco.com to see all of the stylish new necklaces in our Sweetheart collection from $150 to $400. Let our non-commissioned sales team peek at her Pinterest page to find a necklace that fits her taste. Some necklaces have a diamond. Some have traditional Valentine's Day colors, like a natural red ruby or pink sapphire. Some necklaces have trendy rose gold, and some have a gemstone in the shape of a heart. Our designers created these necklaces to highlight the beauty of the gemstone. This Valentine's Day, give her a romantic sweetheart necklace, only available at Shane Company and Shaneco.com.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, at the corner of State Street and 7200 South. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday till 5, close Sundays. Online at Shaneco.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-403-1020. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-403-1020. That's 1-800-403-1020. 1-800-403-1020.
Fresh cookies. I'll get the milk. Honey, could you close the oven so I can open the fridge?
Sure, I'll get the plates. Could you close the fridge so I can open the cupboard?
Oh, if you'll just close the cupboard, I'll slide behind you.
Picture this, bringing the family together without quite so much togetherness. Now picture this, getting more than your money's worth from the number one home builder in Utah. At Ivory Homes, we know that value is measured by more than just square feet. Value also comes from the feel of a neighborhood, the attention we pay to the style and design of each home, and the incredible services we offer to make your home building experience easy. At Ivory Homes, we are committed to value, and we are committed to quality. No one will work harder to make the picture of your dream home a reality for you. Visit an Ivory model today or check us out online at ivoryhomes.com.
Now, if you'll just scoot your chair in, I'll load the dishwasher.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers and Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a pretty quiet drive out on the Valley Freeways. Good speeds. We did have an earlier accident over to the right shoulder after 4500 South going northbound on I-15. But prior to 33rd, really didn't cause any problem. It's already been cleared. Your side streets, main secondaries, also in good shape. The only thing you need to be aware of is that road work there at Monroe Street and 90th South in Sandy. Beyond Glazed Donuts are artisan donuts that can even be customized and decorated for your next party, gift, or function. Five locations in Sugar House, Draper, Fort Union, American Fork, and Ogden. Beyond Glaze, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. We'll have a little sunshine, but mostly clouds this afternoon, a high temperature near 50 degrees, and it'll be cloudy overnight, too, with a low of 34. Tomorrow, we cool down a bit to 48 for our high. There's a 20% chance for showers on Friday. It is 39 degrees at 11:06. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Simone Cycli, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic and weather station.
The most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Bryce Bird, the air quality director for the Department of Environmental Quality.
Doug Wright.
Hopefully we'll be able to reduce emissions to the extent that even with inversions, we won't impact health like we have in the past.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Great to have you along at 11 o'clock hour. Don't forget, we'll be talking with a Utah teacher who was among those who were at Auschwitz this week as they commemorated the liberation of Auschwitz 70 years ago. That should be a most interesting conversation. The group of teachers that she was part of was actually mentioned by Spielberg in his address at the event over there. As I mentioned when I was talking with Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, as I kept track of time spent and emphasis on certain topics in the governor's speech last night, education was clearly number one, and it was number one in order after some of the initial introductions and kind of how we're doing and a little bit of kind of the rah-rah part of the speech. Education was first. Healthy Utah took up the next biggest chunk of the time, but it was air quality that came in third on this one, and I'm very pleased to have Ingrid Griffey joining us right now, Executive Director of Utah Moms for Clean Air. And Ingrid, thank you for making time to join us on the Doug Wright Show.
Thanks for having me.
As you listened to the governor's speech last night, were you pleased or somewhat satisfied with what you heard the governor say about clean air?
You know, we've been really heartened by some of the messages coming from the governor recently. You know, his work about introducing Tier 3 gas to Utah as soon as possible and talking about cleaner school buses, the suggestions that came out of his clean air action team. So I think we're optimistic about the messages that are coming from the governor right now.
It is interesting, isn't it, when you look at Tier 3 gasoline and more, newer, better, cleaner vehicles, that there is nothing on the horizon that holds so much promise so quickly than does the Tier 3 gas and the cleaner vehicles. I think of the vehicle that I'm driving now compared to the vehicle I drove just 15 months ago. It is considerably more efficient and cleaner.
Yes. You know, for most of us, our major contribution to the pollution is the car that we drive. And so it is really important, these new technologies that are coming out. You know, it's really an optimistic thing to get this Tier 3 gas, but there's a few obstacles. I mean, it's slower than you think simply because it takes time for the fleet of cars that are in our city to turn over. I think the average age of the car along the Wasatch Front is about 9 years. So it takes time for new cars to enter the fleet. And also, due to some funny loopholes in the new law, you know, our refineries here don't necessarily have to give us the cleaner gas. And so that's where it's going to take a lot of leadership from the state to try to make sure that they bring us the cleaner gas as soon as possible.
Boy, that has been a big concern, and I brought that up. The governor seemed optimistic in his speech last night. But as I have talked with Envision Utah, I've talked with Ted Wilson from UCare, and now everybody is kind of holding their breath on that because these are smaller refineries that we have here in the state of Utah. And when you look at some of these huge companies that own the refineries here, but they also own refineries in Louisiana and Texas and California and elsewhere, they have the ability to average their credits. And there is the potential or the possibility, you called it a loophole, which is absolutely accurate, where they could bring all of their other refineries and bring tier three gas into that area and exclude Utah, where arguably we need it more than any other part of the country.
Absolutely. I don't think there is any argument there. I mean, when you look at the EPA studies on this, their map of who is going to benefit the most from the new cars and the new gas shows that Salt Lake County, out of every other county in the country, will benefit the most from this.
How did your organization come together, Utah Moms for Clean Air? Tell us about your organization and what brought it to fruition.
Well, we came together in 2007. We were founded by a Salt Lake mom named Cherise Udell, and she was reading in the paper about the dangers of the air quality. It was a particularly bad inversion year, and she had a toddler. And she likes to tell the story that she imagined her toddler smoking a cigarette, because that's essentially what's happening to our lungs when we're breathing in bad smog in the valley. And that was just unconscionable to her. Nobody would give a cigarette to a small toddler. And so she decided she very quickly was able to gather other groups of moms who were ready to stand up and demand cleaner air for our children.
And as you work toward cleaner air, we've talked about the tailpipe, which, you know, that is, I think it's 54% of the air pollution, the cause of the inversions and so on, or at least the contributing pollutants in an inversion come from the tailpipes. There's industry and other things, too, as well, the burning of whatever fuel it might be in our homes. Are there any particular things that your organization is above and beyond the tailpipe especially concentrating on or recommending?
Well, Utah Moms for Clean Air has especially been focused, I think, from the beginning, really, on making sure that the industries that operate in this valley are operating under the best and most appropriate regulations possible, because we live in a bowl, and sometimes Mother Nature puts the lid on it. And so we need to be really careful about the types of permits that we offer to new industries to come in. And we need to take a look at the industries that are already existing, maybe existed before we understood from long ago, before we understood how bad the air can get and how dangerous it is. We need to make sure that our state government is creating regulations that are specific to our needs here because of our amazing topography and because of our meteorology. We need to take special care of our valley because of our inversions. Mm-hmm. And right now the Utah State Code doesn't allow regulators to create Utah-specific regulations that are stricter than federal regulations. So that's something that we need to change. We need to make sure that our Division of Air Quality has all the tools in the toolbox to look at. And we want to make sure that they can bring all suggestions to the table and base those regulations on research that is specific to our valley.
Ingrid, I certainly appreciate you joining us. Do you have a website or someplace people can get involved?
You can find us online at Utah Moms for Clean Air, but I wanted to especially invite everybody to come this Saturday to a big rally that's going to be on the Capitol. It's our Cleaner No Excuses rally. Last year, we had 5,000 people come to that rally. It's this Saturday at noon at the state capitol, and we encourage everybody to take tracks, and the 500 bus is going to be running up to the Capitol. And, you know, this is a way to vote with your presence and send a clear message. We also have some great speakers. We have Kurt Bester coming, and we have the Speaker of the House of Representatives who's prepared to speak on air quality for us.
That is great. I appreciate that information. I wish you well with the rally, and thank you for joining us, Ingrid, here at KSL.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Ingrid Griffey with us, the executive director of Utah Moms.
You have to have the access to get the answers.
Do you have any idea on timeline when some of these folks will have some answers?
Trusted. Connected. Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
Have you called Scott Hale Plumbing, Heating, and Air and talked to them about a tremendous deal? Now, when you mention you heard about this, on the Doug Wright Show, ask about the Service Partner Plan membership for only $99. Wouldn't it be nice to know that whatever the issue is with the mechanical systems of your home, you're covered with your Service Partner Plan membership with Scott Hale. And here's how it works. You get an annual furnace tune-up and safety inspection, drain cleaning and drain camera inspection, water heater flush and tune-up, and a spring AC tune-up, plus priority service scheduling and 10% discounts on any repairs if your system needs them. And all you have to do is go to scotthale.com, get all the information, get ready, and sign up for their Service Partner Plan membership. And then for the next year, let Scott Hale Plumbing, Heating, and Air just take care of everything. We're rapidly approaching the drain cleaning season, too. As a matter of fact, for many, we're in it. $59 special, just one of the great deals you're going to find when you go to scotthale.com. Phone number, all the information right there, scotthale.com.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Like you, I'm a big sports enthusiast, and I want my gear to shine like new. That's why it's clean with Simple Green, the concentrated cleaner that's perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new again. Try it today. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. Visit us at SimpleGreen.com.
Simple Green, Simple Green.
If you are over the age of 50 and are considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Do not buy an annuity until you understand all of the pros and cons behind annuities. An eye-opening free book from best-selling author and national financial commentator Alan Haft has been released that reveals the truth about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this book. This free book reveals the 5 secrets baby boomers and seniors need to know before buying an annuity. Call now to get your copy of this free book rushed to you today. After all, don't you want to avoid the expensive mistakes baby boomers and seniors make when they buy annuities? Any mistakes now will be costly later. To you and your family, call 888-316-0997. That's 888-316-0997. Again, call 888-316-0997. That's 888-316-0997.
With the three things you need to know this hour, I'm Simone Cycli. First, just about 45 minutes from now, top Utah officials will be rallying at the state capitol in support of police. It's a counter to recent demonstrations in Utah and around the country that were critical of police. Second, Utah lawmakers have unanimously recommended a bill that would help English teachers grade assignments and give feedback to students. House Bill 69 would provide $1 million toward this effort. And third, our top national stories from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Buying a new car? There's one feature you'll want to look into, and it has nothing to do with entertainment or navigation.
Every year, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety compiles a list of vehicles with the lowest and highest driver death rates. And it's found that those equipped with electronic stability control are the ones with the fewest fatal crashes on their records. 9 vehicles actually have 0 driver death rates. While many are outside most budgets,
the Audi A4 performance sedan.
Many land squarely on the affordable end.
All new Kia Sorento.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Getaway vehicle.
A deadly blast at a children's hospital in Mexico City. There are reports of up to 7 people killed after a gas truck exploded outside the facility.
That's ABC's Daria Albinger. We're expecting clouds to move in this afternoon and a high temperature near 50 degrees. It's 39 right now in Salt Lake. We're back to the Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio.
We'll be right back.
The breaking news keeps rolling when you're at work. Use the audio stream at KSL.com for Doug Wright and KSL News Radio.
Again, coming up in just a few minutes, about 15 minutes from now, right after our news at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with a Utah teacher who just barely got home from attending the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. I will be most interested in hearing what she experienced over there and what she has to say about that experience. Before we do hit the bottom of the hour, there are a couple of issues that I wanted to mention. And this will also give me a chance to promote the fact that we will be having a special guest on the movie show tomorrow. Representative Jason Chaffetz will be joining us. By the way, we are going to get his review of American Sniper, and we're going to talk some other movie things with Jason Chaffetz. He's actually on his way up from Utah County for another important engagement, which we'll mention tomorrow. But anyway, Jason Chaffetz will be joining us in person, live and in color, on tomorrow's movie show here at KSL. But I wanted to mention this, and this has happened before. This is the headline from The Hill, and it's Republican targets NFL tax exemption. Representative Jason Chaffetz, Republican of Utah, is taking another shot at ending the tax exemption for professional sports leagues. Now, in light of the big game coming up this weekend, Super Bowl, it's interesting that just days before the big game, Chaffetz introduced legislation Tuesday that would strip both the National Football League and the National Hockey League of their tax-exempt status. This is a quote from our 3rd District Congressman. Professional sports organizations aren't fooling anybody. Organizations like the NFL and NHL are for-profit businesses. Boy, no kidding. Are for-profit businesses making millions of dollars each year. These are not charities, nor are they traditional trade organizations. They are for-profit businesses and should be taxed as such. Closing this loophole should be combined with the closing of several other loopholes in order to lower tax rates in a revenue-neutral manner. And then they go on to point out that our Representative Chaffetz is a former kicker at Brigham Young University, made a similar attempt a year ago. Former Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, who retired at the end of last year, was the driving force for the proposal on the other side of the Capitol. So this has support in the Senate. It has support in the House. But how much is what's interesting? And, you know, I couldn't even read that part without laughing. You know, when organizations like the NFL and NHL are for-profit businesses, they're not fooling anybody. They're making millions of dollars each year. These are not charities, nor are they traditional trade organizations. They are for-profit businesses and should be taxed as such. You know, I think for many people, they're probably flabbergasted to hear that the NHL and the NFL are, you know, not taxed as a for-profit business. So it'll be interesting to see how that fares back in Washington, D.C. And I couldn't agree with Congressman Chaffetz more on that one. Okay, then there's this issue. And this is sobering. Boy, when you think of the droughts that we have experienced, you know, here along the Wasatch Front, I remember back having these conversations on Let Me Speak to the Governor and also on the regular radio program here with former Governor Leavitt about some of the water concerns. And remember, he actually was in some of the commercials for, you know, Slow the Flow, Save H2O. He actually sang on one of them, if I remember correctly. I think he's probably trying to forget that. But it was effective. It was effective. And I can remember having a conversation with someone who is very, very in the loop and a great expert on water here in the state of Utah. I remember asking the question once, what would have happened had Jimmy Carter had his way and had been able to line item veto the Central Utah Project, which of course has, I mean, Jordanelle, the expansion of Strawberry, the Duchesne Tunnels. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I'll never forget the response. This was back in that same era with Governor Leavitt that I was talking about. And he said, well, you know, Dust Bowl comes to mind. And recently we've been concerned about some of the water levels. Nothing dire, but we have had some serious concerns with even some of our communities limiting the use of water. I remember, what was it, last year or the year before, Lehigh? Do you remember that? But boy, all of that pales in comparison to what our friends in California have been dealing with, and that pales in comparison to what Brazil may be dealing with. This is the headline from the Associated Press. Brazil's biggest city may cut water service to 2 days a week. São Paulo. The worst drought to hit Brazil's biggest city in decades may leave residents with water service only 2 days a week. Their water utility company says a 5 days off, 2 days on system would be a last-ditch effort to prevent the collapse of their water system. The reservoir is the largest of six that provides water to some 6 million of the 20 million people living in the metropolitan area of Sao Paulo. The utility says that this reservoir now is down to 5.1% of its capacity of 264 billion gallons. That's 1 trillion liters. Can you imagine? We were talking about this morning as we were working on the program. Imagine if all of a sudden here in the state of Utah we were limited to 2 days of water, 5 days off, 2 days on. Boy, most of us feel like we're really put upon if we can only water our lawns every other day. Many of us feel kind of put upon when there are any kind of limitations at all. Can you imagine that, how that would affect your life? How that would change what you do in your home, in your place of business, the way, I mean, everything. At that point, the least of your concerns would be whether or not your grass was turning a little bit brown. The story just really captured us this morning. And with water here in the West being next to human life and air, it is our most precious commodity. And imagine what your life would be like. Imagine what you and your family would have to do in order to deal with water only 2 days a week. 5 days off, 2 days on. That's a real possibility for the folks that live down in the Sao Paulo area of Brazil. It's a last-ditch effort, but they're planning for it. If worse comes to worse, this is what we'll do. Wow. 39 degrees now in downtown Salt Lake City. We have much more coming up, including a conversation with that Utah teacher who was over for the 70th anniversary commemoration of the liberation of the death camp, Auschwitz. So that's coming up all here at KSL News Radio.
They're the best kind of pre-owned trucks.
We're loaded with great one-owner trucks that we sold new.
Well-maintained since new at Smith Ford.
F-150s and Super Duties. From a 96 regular cab to an almost new 2014 F-150. Linda and Kevin have the right pre-owned truck for your work, towing the trailer, even affordable yard truck.
And check out the all-new 2015 F-150s. Here now. Hi, this is Glenda.
And Kevin.
Why don't you check Smith Ford first?
Why don't you check Smith Ford first?
Just off the freeway north of Spanish Fork.
Hi, this is Tiago Martins. It's true. Martins Collision Repair has won a lot of awards. Best automotive service in Utah, best auto body shop, and customer service in Utah County. We are proud of being recognized, but what's most gratifying is hearing your thanks when you get your car back in like new condition. Find us online at martinscollision.com on State Street in Orem, and now open in Salem. We work with all insurance companies.
The right repair, the right paint, the right choice.
Martins Collision Repair.
Social Security has become so complicated that up to $10 billion in benefits goes unclaimed every year. That's $10 billion with a B. If you don't have a strategy as to how and when you're going to claim your Social Security benefits, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table, maybe more. And if you think the Social Security Administration is going to help you with this decision, oh, think again. They're actually forbidden to offer any advice. The way to get back the money that's rightfully yours is with the Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions here in Salt Lake. To get your free analysis, be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-990-5055. It's free, so you've got nothing to lose. 801-990-5055. That's 801-990-5055.
It's exactly 11:30, and our Scott Seeger stands by in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with our lead story.
Doug, you saw it driving into work this morning, the gunky haze hanging over the valley. Well, Saturday, a group will rally on the Capitol steps over air quality, including a songwriter who got some attention for his song about the inversion. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Oh, Governor.
This song debuted last year, and musician Tom Bennett admits he may need to change the lyrics because he does say Governor Herbert is doing more to try and make better air quality a priority. Tom says he'll be back at Saturday's rally because he wants to bring attention to things people can do to clear the air.
Now, organizers say the Clean Air No Excuses rally this year should include religious leaders, lawmakers, and doctors. Salt Lake police are looking for one of four people who ran from officers after crashing a vehicle into a fence. Police say a trooper tried to pull the car over near 1700 South Main Street, but the driver took off and then crashed shortly after. The wife of a Japanese journalist held by extremist Islamic State is making her first public appeal for her husband's life. With the deadline by the militants now passed, Kenji Gojo's wife called on Japan and Jordan to finalize a prisoner swap to spare her husband and a Jordanian hostage. A new study shows middle-class Americans are walking an economic tightrope. An analysis from the Pew Charitable Trust shows nearly half of U.S. households have spent all of their income, go into debt, or dip into savings to meet expenses. It shows middle-class households would erase their entire savings in 3 weeks if someone lost a job. Your money at this moment, the Dow up 84 points at this hour, the NASDAQ down 3, the S&P up 3. Now the haze continues. The latest from KSL Weather Center next. KSL News Time, 11:31.
Get to work faster.
Salt Lake PD is working the scene of an accident, Redwood Road.
All new triple team traffic, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Whipple, it come, plumbing troubles all gone.
ABC Radio presents Business Sense, brought to you by Wix. Create your own free website with the drag-and-drop builder. Learn more at Wix.com.
Your car is just not cutting it anymore, and it's time to seek out new wheels. Ask yourself, new or used? Recently used cars are built a lot better now, but you might find a good rebate on a brand new ride. Comparison shop, and if you're buying, check with your credit union or bank for the lowest rates. You'll be in a good spot when it comes down to negotiating a fair price. And that's Business Sense, brought to you by Wix.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Spots. Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance of new 2014 inventory. Friday through Sunday. Southtown Expo Center, Sandy. Over 100 spas on display and everything must go. All inventory 40 to 80% off. Trade-ins welcome. Free delivery. We'll even haul away your old spa. Worry-free installation. Spas starting at $29.95. Save thousands on the Revolutionary Swim Spa. See the Revolutionary Swim Spa in action and save up to 60%. Exercise with low impact. Swim the entire year and stay in shape. Teach your kids to swim. Unwind and save thousands. Avoid the expense and maintenance involved with a pool. You can do it all. crawl, swim, exercise, and relax in your new aquatic exercise swim spa. Installation in one day only. Millions of dollars of factory direct 2014 inventory. Friday through Sunday. Southtown Expo Center, Sandy. All inventory must be sold. 12 months interest-free financing. Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold. Southtown Expo Center, Sandy. Friday, noon to 8. Saturday, 10 to 8. Sunday, 10 to 6. Free admission. Call 1-888-SPA-SALE. Or go to SpaPoolAndBBQShow.com. SpaPoolAndBBQShow.com.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com and win great prizes, like a Papa Murphy's prize pack. Papa Murphy's, love at 425 degrees. Or enter to win free tickets to the 50th annual Utah Boat Show, February 5th through the 8th at the Southtown Expo Center. And nominate a hero in your life to win free tickets to the Utah Symphony's Strauss, A Hero's Life, January 30th and 31st at Abravanel Hall. It's all there, so log on today at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Traffic and weather brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, KSL traffic trooper Scott giving us a heads up about Legacy Parkway, where traffic has been a little bit slow at times simply because of the reduced visibility due to the fog.
Yeah, through Centerville on Legacy, I'm almost a bit south is foggy.
And then in Parley's Canyon, we have an accident there by East Canyon. Now, it's had been affecting both directions, but now crews have been able to get it over to the shoulder on the eastbound side. Enjoy the big game this Sunday with a to-go order from Famous Dave's Barbecue. For your party this Sunday, call your local Famous Dave's, press number 1, and ask for Famous Paula. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And 39 degrees right now in Salt Lake. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Scott C. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic and weather station.
The most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Coalition leader and senior vice president at Big D Construction, Forrest McNabb.
Doug, thank you so much.
Doug Wright.
What is a solution that helps people in need and also provides a safe environment?
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We proceeded to the small courtyard. The wall was about 8 feet high. It adjoined what had been a stable or garage. We entered. It was floored with concrete. There were two rows of bodies stacked up like cordwood. They were thin and very white. Some of the bodies were terribly bruised, though there seemed to be little flesh to bruise. Some had been shot through the head, but they bled but little. All except two were naked. I tried to count them as best I could and arrived at the conclusion that all that was mortal of more than 500 men and boys lay there in two neat piles. There was a German trailer which must have contained another 50, but it wasn't possible to count them. The clothing was piled in a heap against the wall. It appeared that most of the men and boys had died of starvation. They had not been executed. But the manner of death seemed unimportant. Murder had been done at Buchenwald. God alone knows how many men and boys have died there during the last 12 years. If I have offended you by this rather mild account of Buchenwald, I am not in the least sorry.
We do not want our past to be our children's future.
Roman Kent made those comments this week. 70 years ago, Edward R. Murrow made the comments you heard preceding that. Now, that was not regarding Auschwitz. It was regarding Buchenwald. But the spirit is the same. And here, 70 years later, this week, the liberation of Auschwitz was commemorated. And I was most interested to learn that we had a Utah teacher there, a teacher at Lake Ridge Junior High School. Marinda Davis was there, and she has been kind enough to agree to join us on the program today. Ms. Davis, thank you so much for being our guest here on the Doug Wright Show.
Thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be able to talk about what happened. Not that it was necessarily a happy experience, but that I can help share the words of Paula Lebovics, who said, silence is not an option.
Yeah. When I think about this, one of the most tragic moments in all of human history, and sadly we have many, but boy, this one, in the middle of the 20th century, in and around nations that were so enlightened, that brought music and culture and physics and chocolate and toys and music boxes to the world, to think that we as human beings in the middle of the 20th century were capable of something like this. For you, how did this come about, to actually have the opportunity, somber though it may have been, to go over and be part of this commemoration?
Well, the USC Shoah Foundation had just recently partnered with Discovery Education, and they sent out a call to teachers throughout the world and asked us to apply through both essay and video to talk about, first of all, how we teach about the Holocaust and using testimony in our classrooms, and why this experience is important to us and what we want to do with it, if we had the opportunity.
What an amazing honor to be one of 24 teachers from throughout the world, and for you to have this opportunity to go to Poland and be part of this. When you arrived, or perhaps we could even back up then, when you started to prepare yourself for this, tell us about the experience beginning right at the beginning.
Well, when I first got the email telling me I was accepted, I almost didn't believe it. I had to read through it a second time because I feel honored to have been selected as one of these elite group of teachers, or select group of teachers. And almost immediately, I went and started rewatching some testimony on the eyewitness.usc.com site, where you can watch testimony from survivors, and started to, they sent us preparation materials to start reading and preparing ourselves. And I'm kind of glad they did, because although I've been studying about the Holocaust and reading about what happened and researching it, and I've been to the USC Holocaust Museum and to Dachau, but this experience was a lot more impactful for me. And I think mixed with actually meeting the people and my perspective being changed through testimony and putting a human face on the numbers, humanizing it for myself, helped me learn and better understand, although I don't think any of us will ever fully be able to understand what they experience.
Yeah, it is trying to understand the understandable, the unexplainable. And if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you in advance, prior to asking this question, if you can stay with us for a segment more on the other side for a few more minutes. Are you available to do that, Ms. Davis?
Yes, I'd be here.
Here's the question, and then we'll take a brief break. We've all seen the images. We've seen it in movies. We've seen it in still pictures. We've seen it in history books. What was it like for you to stand before that infamous entry to this camp, Auschwitz, when you first really saw it? You saw the site. You saw the brick and mortar. What was that experience like?
Do you want me to answer that right now?
Yeah, and then we'll need to take a brief break.
Okay. It was very surreal, yet very real, if that makes sense, because we were there at a time the day before the commemoration, and there were several survivors walking around with their families, and which made it even more profound, and I don't know that words can really describe the weight that you feel, the obligation that I feel as an educator and as a human being to talk about what happened and to make sure that we never forget that not only do we just remember, but like Roman Kent said in his speech, that we have to take action, and that it was actually really, it's hard to put it into words. It's difficult to put it into words because these were individuals and these were real people that were so dehumanized. And even today, if we look at it with just the numbers, it still can be dehumanized. But when you're there and you put a face and a name to each of the individuals, each of the more than 1 million people who were murdered there, and they have all the names listed there for you, it's one of the most powerful experiences that I've ever had.
Just hearing you describe it just sends a chill through me. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation with this Utah teacher, one of 24 selected to go to Poland and be part of the 70th anniversary commemoration.
Pulling strings on the biggest stories.
What is the will of the people today, and how much of a shift have we seen?
The most trusted and connected man in Utah on KSL News Radio.
Hey, tomorrow on the movie show, we're going to be broadcasting from my hearing centers out in Sandy. We love hanging out with them, and they always have such great information and great deals for our movie show KSL listeners. They were reminding us last time that Johns Hopkins Medicine has released a study concerning the effects of hearing loss on the brain. States that there's actual shrinkage of the brain associated with aging is accelerated with older adults that have the hearing loss. It's not just the inconvenience and the lack of quality of life that comes with hearing loss for the person with the loss and those around them. There are actual serious issues physically that you need to think about as well. And at my hearing centers, they offer such great, great service. If you've ever noticed a hearing loss with yourself or with a loved one, don't put off calling my hearing centers at 801-849-8497. That's 849-8497. And be sure to join us for the movie show tomorrow from my hearing centers in Sandy.
With the three things you need to know this hour, I'm Scott Seeger. First, Jeb Bush is beating Mitt Romney to the punch. AP reports major donors and fundraisers in key states have already defected to Bush, saying he has both a personality and support staff to win. Second, the man who caused a three-hour standoff with police is now charged with use of a hoax weapon and aggravated robbery. Joshua Silva is accused of wearing a fake explosive vest as he tried to rob a Zions Bank branch. Third, our top national stories from ABC News.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says they're doing everything they can to keep fans safe at the Super Bowl in Phoenix. Eight Republican and Democratic senators are introducing legislation to end the travel ban to Cuba and stop restrictions on banking transactions during travel. It's the first congressional push to end the embargo, and it was spearheaded by Arizona's Jeff Flake, among others.
There are no guarantees that this will bring democracy next year or the next, but I think it's far more likely to set conditions where democracy will come sooner.
Republican Senator John McCain kicked anti-war protesters out of a budget hearing today. He was angry when they criticized former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger.
You know, you're going to have to shut up or I'm going to have you arrested. If we can't get the Capitol Hill police in here immediately.
Clouds this afternoon, high near 50 right now, in Salt Lake, 39 degrees. I'm Scott Seeger, KSL News Radio.
It's time for Zions Bank speaking on business, and here's Chris Redgrave.
Utah is a great place to start a business for many reasons. The U.S. Chamber has named Utah as number one for economic dynamism, not to mention it's listed in the top five in the U.S. Chamber Enterprising States report. Utah continues to have an unemployment rate of just 3.6%, with the national unemployment rate at 5.6%, and still one of the lowest in the nation. Both BYU and the University of Utah have been recognized for having some of the top college entrepreneurship programs in the United States. These and many other reasons are why so many entrepreneurs are choosing Utah as a home for their new business. And that's where the Zions Bank Business Resource Center can help. This free resource is open to anyone in the community who would like assistance to start a new business or revitalize their current company. And the location is ideal, right in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City at 120 South Main Street. The recently expanded center has the tools needed for business development. The Business Resource Center offers publications library, business plan templates, computer workstations, and a staff that's ready to answer business questions or direct people to available resources. It's also one more way of supporting Utah's strong business climate and another reason why Utah is listed as one of the top states for the Competitiveness Index. The Business Resource Center opened its doors to provide free services to entrepreneurs in 2006. Since then, they've helped thousands of people connect with just the right tools to help them create and expand new and existing businesses. Of the clients served over the last 7 years, the majority was startups, while other companies were in need of a business plan development. It's open for walk-ins and by appointment Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 120 South Main Street. The Business Resource Center also has an online presence at utahsmallbusiness.com with a wealth of articles, worksheets, and tips. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave. Speaking on business.
The Doug Wright Show. Doug goes wall to wall when the news is breaking fast on KSL News Radio.
We do not want our past to be our children's future.
That is Roman Kent, a survivor who spoke at the 70th anniversary commemoration of the liberation of Auschwitz. And we have a great Utah teacher on the line with us, Miranda Davis, teacher at Lake Ridge Junior High School, who was selected one of 24 teachers from around the world to go back to Poland and be part of this. Just a final thought from you, if we could, Ms. Davis. When you were there for these events, you heard the speeches, you mentioned that survivors were there. I can't imagine how humbling that must be and how profound to not only be at that spot where so many heinous acts occurred, but to have those who suffered there actually back with you. Describe the ceremonies. Describe what unfolded.
Well, walking in, because they had the tower, the guard tower, that is very recognizable in connection with Auschwitz and Birkenau, they have it, had it all covered in a tent. And walking in, it was, like I said, like kind of surreal yet real. And to be there among the survivors, among the people who were, who at one point did not have a choice in their physical, where they were physically and what physically happened to them, but to see them back there and them having that choice to be there. And it's really, it was an honor to be part of their commemoration. And it was, because you could tell that it was a sombering and you could feel it, but at the same time, it was a celebration of life, of the survivors, but also of the lives of the individuals who were murdered there, that we can remember them. And one of the survivors, not at that event, but in one of their testimonies, said that they were asked by some of those who knew that they were going to die in the camp to say, please don't forget about us. Please tell the world our stories. Tell the world what is happening to us. And I asked Paula Lebovics, who was there that night, and I was able to see her. And we'd asked about them being able to be there and to tell their stories, and she said that you can't hold on to the hate or the anger. You have to let it go so that you can move on. And I think, in a way, for us being there as those educators, and one of the reasons why we were asked to be there, was kind of a passing of the torches, if you could say that.
Yeah.
I mean, this was the last time that many of these survivors are going to be at a major commemoration event, major anniversary, and it's our role and it's our duty to pass this on to future generations so that that we can always remember, that we can tell their stories.
Yeah. Ms. Davis, I so appreciate your willingness to join us. What a great honor, but what a somber honor to do that. And And I think you're right. I think to pass this torch, you know, the idea of never forget what happened there to another, to a younger generation, because we've talked so much about the Greatest Generation and the men and women who not only liberated the camps but liberated the world from totalitarianism. They're dying so rapidly right now. That's why we're so involved in Honor Flight. And to have those who were at Auschwitz be able to pass along their stories. And I like the way you put it, pass the torch. And I certainly appreciate you passing these stories along to us. And I wish you the very, very best. And again, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you. And just one last thing. I know you have a time frame, but Roman Kent said that night, he said, "It's remembering is not enough. It's the deed. It's the obligation of survivors, leaders, to teach that when hate is allowed to flourish, we must teach tolerance and understanding."
I had the opportunity somewhat recently to interview a gentleman who wrote a book about his mother and father and their love story. And one was in the SS, and one was a survivor of Auschwitz, and they found each other, and they actually were married. It is a most remarkable story, but wow, that time period in human history is something that we'll be studying and looking at for a long, long time. One final quick thing. I keep thinking, we could talk for hours, but what are you going to tell your kids when you are standing before them in one of your classes?
That's a good question. But I'm going to tell them that it's going to be their obligation to take action, that it's in their power to have a positive impact on the world, that their actions, no matter how small, are going to influence what happens to humanity for their future generations. We want them to make a future. You know, we want the present to be a future that we can be proud of.
Boy, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Marinda Davis, again, thank you so much for joining us here at KSL News Radio. And Marinda Davis is a teacher at Lake Ridge Junior High. When Steven Spielberg, in his comments, referred to the teachers that were there from around the world, she was one of them, one of 24 selected to go back to Poland and be part of this commemoration. 41 degrees now in downtown Salt Lake City. We have been trying to connect with an individual, but I'm sorry, are we going to have him? No, apparently not. We were going to try to talk with Commissioner Dale Brinkerhoff from Iron County. We thought that we would have a brief opportunity here just before we hit the top of the hour. He is one of the individuals who originated the idea of Tribute Day to Law Enforcement, and there's a gathering on Utah's Capitol Hill that actually I'm sure is gathering right now, but the event officially begins in about 12 o'clock noon, a rally to support law enforcement. In a contrast to the many protests and gatherings around the country in criticism of law enforcement. But we'll obviously be covering that for you throughout the day here at KSL News Radio.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
You're smart enough to realize that over the long term, no other type of investment tends to perform better than stocks. However, on the downside, stocks tend to be the most volatile investments. If there was only a way to have a more protected downside when the stock market does head south. There is. Call Comprehensive Financial Group today and ask about the new AssetLock technology. AssetLock is designed to help protect your gains so that you can better protect your future. With AssetLock, you can have full market participation, a professionally managed portfolio monitored 24/7, and fully liquid accounts with no restrictions to your funds. Ask Brad Barclay and Garrett Ward how AssetLock can be used with your IRA and 401k savings. Call today, 801-654-0486. That's 801-654-0486, or visit comprehensivefg.com.
AssetLock is a portfolio monitoring system which identifies a client's maximum portfolio downside or loss and indicates that immediate action is required in order to limit losses per the client's predetermined risk tolerance.
Thanks so much for joining us here at KSL News Radio. Tomorrow we hope to be able to share an interview that I will conduct today with Elders D. Todd Christofferson and Dahlin H. Oakes. That will be in the beginning of tomorrow's Doug Wright Show here at KSL. Just a quick heads up on that. Tonight, when you go home, please make sure that you hug the people that you love.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, Triple Team Traffic, severe weather, and